This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. You know, I want to talk to you about problems, because everybody's got some. And you talk to this person and they say, you know, the biggest problem in the world is, and they give you their interpretation. And the next guy gives you another interpretation. And the next person, and the next, and the next. Well, what is the biggest problem? Because everybody has their opinion, everybody has their perspective, many of them have experience. And it's not that they're idle talk, and the points that they make are valid. And yes, those particular things are a problem. But let's get the definition there. Let's get that context clear. Our problem. Well, there's this problem, and there's that problem, and there's the next problem. And actually, everybody has some. So it looks like the place itself is a problem. Because they're cropping up everywhere. It doesn't matter if you live in this continent or this country. There's a problem. Your days may go by pretty good for a while, but got a problem. Some parts of the planet, it's a disaster. In other parts of the planet, everything's fine. But then there's these problems. So let's take a look at what is your biggest problem? Now, we have to recognize that certain aspects of problems, we've covered this before, caused by your own mind and body, caused by other living entities upon you, and caused by natural occurrences, events, and weather, etc., again, upon you. So these are the threefold miseries that everybody's dealing with. And if we get down to it, we recognize that there's a method prescribed in the Vedic literature for solving the threefold miseries. Now, the method is clearly described. You have to raise yourself out of the material conception of life. You have to renounce your selfishness and move towards selfless mentality. You have to develop a spiritual perspective of life and spiritual values. You have to consult the Vedic literature and the spiritual master for guidance and instruction from the spiritual perspective of life. And we're talking perspective here. You have to see things in proper perspective. You don't see the bodies. That's the material perspective. You see the eternal living entities bringing consciousness to all these bodies. Then you see that there's multitudes of living entities in many, many species of life, and they are all a living entity just like you are. And then you develop compassion. Because you realize that the position they're in, they have problems too. Every one of them. What if you're a blade of grass and people keep walking across you? Oh, crap, I'm a blade of grass and I'm in the path. You're supposed to go on the sidewalk, but no, everybody cuts the corner and everybody's trotting on this particular blade of grass. It goes on and on and on. Thousands of situations. Because there's an unlimited number of living entities, but they're all just like you. They all want to be happy. They all want to experience their desires. They all want to have byproducts or children. They all want to grow in their understanding. They all want to give here and there. They all want to participate. So you develop compassion. You stop being callous to all the other sufferings of everybody else, because you realize suffering isn't good no matter who it is. The hunger, the pain of hunger is the same regardless of your religion, your color, your race, your creed. The suffering of hunger is bad no matter who you are. If you're a cat, if you're a sheep, if you're a bird, let alone if you're a human of this particular country or nation or race. So there are general terms and conditions in the material world that cause these anxieties, and the problem, the pain, the suffering, the anxiety due to that problem is the same. No one is exempt. Just like fire. You touch fire, you will be burned. No exceptions are ever made by fire. You get burned. So we have problems cropping up here, there, and everywhere. The Vedic literature teaches that if you step off of the material platform to the spiritual platform, you can remove yourself from these problems. The mentality is a selfless one. It's a service attitude. It's in relationship to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I render devotional service to Krishna, selflessly trying to please Him without expectation of return. There is no suffering in it. I'm free from the threefold miseries of life. And the more I do it, the more I'm free. And if I do it constantly, I'm completely free. So where's the problem? We know that the problems exist in the material world. We know that there's a cure, a method described in the Vedic literature to solve those problems. We understand that the solution is available to me to adopt. It is tangible, workable, practical, inexpensive, and guaranteed of success. Where's the problem? Well, if there's something that's keeping anyone, someone, from doing this correct method, following the correct method, solving the biggest problems, we may have actually now identified what is your biggest problem. Your biggest problem is something stopping you from adopting the method. So let's look at that now. What is stopping you from adopting the method prescribed in the authorized Vedic scriptures for the purification of the living entities, irrespective of the body therein, to come to the platform that is fixed above in the transcendental reality, above the threefold miseries of life, above materialistic karmic predicament? What is stopping anyone, someone, you, from taking the method? Well, whatever it is, that's your biggest problem. If you have a problem and you know the solution and you don't adopt the solution, you have a problem. Though the individual problem you wanted to solve pales, the fact that you can't implement that solution now stands out. This is serious. It's like the person who's sick. The person who's sick, he needs medicine, he goes to the doctor prescribes the medicine, and then he doesn't take it. That person has a problem. It's no longer the sickness. The problem is his unwillingness or inability or whatever misconception, delusion that keeps him from taking the medicine. And that's the real problem you got. You're not trying to be spiritual all day, all the time, everywhere, under all circumstances. You're not trying to come to a selfless devotional attitude. You're not reading the Vedic literature. You're not employing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the great mantra for deliverance, guaranteed success if you use it. You must adopt the medicine. Now, if it's something concocted and it may work or it may not work, well, you might have your precautionary attitude toward it. But if you've read the Vedic literature to understand this method of devotional service and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is prescribed and approved by all the great saints and sages for millennia, and it's especially prescribed for those of us in this age who are embarrassed by the difficulties caused by the threefold miseries of life. So if you're not taking the opportunity, there lies your biggest problem. This is what is significant in everyone. That you're not acting for your best self-interest. You're not taking the medicine and curing the disease. The disease is the material conception of life based around selfishness, greed, lust, anger, envy, all the negatives. But you aren't taking it. You have to take this medicine and free yourself from all of those things, developing compassion, truthfulness, cleanliness, honesty, austerity, simplicity, penance, selflessness, culminating in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, under the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, in the line of disciplic succession from all the great saints and sages who have come down for the last 5,000 years, propagating the same message. This is the method that is prescribed and guaranteed by the Supreme Lord that you will be successful if you take this method. So if you aren't taking the method, that is your biggest problem. And that is what we see in society. Everyone is accepting what the other people are accepting. Nobody's willing to stand up and take the proper steps to cure the material conception disease. Why? Because everybody has it. It's like having a disease, or a flu, right? Now, generally speaking, if you get a serious disease like the measles or the mumps or something of that variety, you get them once and you're immune. That's it, done, forget about it. Had it, okay, tough week, tough 2 weeks, bye, gone. But if there's something like a cold, you can get it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Well, that's what the material conception of life is. You can break out of the material conception and see things from a higher point of view for a while, and then you fall back in again. And you get sick again. You get sick with material conception of life, with the threefold miseries bothering the patooties out of you. Oh my goodness, this problem, that problem. Oh, fix that. Oh, two more. Oh goodness. Oh, now what? Oh gosh, now that, why'd that happen? You ask anybody, pick the oldest man or woman you can find on the street and ask them, was there ever a point when the problems of life subsided? Did you ever experience in your 85 years of life when there weren't problems? And they'll go, no. And it's been going on as long as the manifestation has been going on. That everybody all the way, all the time, and under all millennia of existence, these problems of the material conception of life have been affecting and making everybody spiritually sick. So your biggest problem is you. My biggest problem is me. Well, what is driving me? What is driving you to be a problem? Your desires. If you have right desires, they are for your best interest. And if you have wrong desires, they are contrary to what is your best self-interest. Material conception of life is contrary to the best interest of the living entities. The selfishness, greed, lust, anger, envy is contrary to developing the godly qualities and purifying yourself to put you on a platform of spiritual awareness, to put you on a platform of spiritual potency, to have you engaged in constant spiritual activities. Your desires to enjoy a host of different things, experiences, places, foods. That's the big one. Nobody can control their tongue. Food and drink. Oh, I can't not go to that new restaurant. Oh, I've got to try one of those year bottle of wine instead of the other year bottle of wine. Or the one from that vineyard instead of this vineyard. The palate. We have that major problem with the palate. The meat eating. Slaughter of millions of innocent animals for the palate. There's more health, there's more nutrition in the vegetarian diet because meat brings so many problems. Disease, there's over 30 diseases, major kill you diseases that are caused by meat diets. And there's none that are caused by a vegetarian diet. Then if you had any intelligence, you would never eat meat again. You would always stay fixed on a vegetarian diet. But you can't do it. You're your own worst enemy. Because you can't control the tongue. The Vedic literature says it is essential that one should be trained from a little child to control the mind and senses and not let them drag you into activities that are not for your best interest. Now we have a society of untrained people who are completely at the mercy of their mind and their senses, and they are not acting for their own best interest and wondering simultaneously why they have more problems all the time. Problems. Because you are causing them. Because you're not looking at what you are doing. What do you do in your daily life? How much are you under control of your senses and your mind, and how much are you acting intelligently? That is not being analyzed by you. You've been trained by the television. Don't look at it. And because of it, the society is a mess. In all theaters, in every aspect of human society, it is a mess. You can't trust the politicians. You can't trust the car salesman. You can't trust the businessman. You can't trust the school teachers. You can't trust the health board. You can't trust the news. You can't trust the police. You can't trust a lawyer. Oh my gosh. The whole society is breaking down. And everybody's acting not for their best interest. So we have a society where everybody is their own biggest problem. And it makes society a sea of problems that interact and counteract our healthy life. And so everyone ends up diseased with the same cheating propensity, the same selfishness, the same lusty attitude instead of compassionate attitude. Greedy, lying, cheating, stealing, hurting, emotionally hurting all the time. There's not so much people beating each other with baseball bats or sticks or shooting rocks or guns or whatever. That's not so much happening as it is emotional abuse. I won't listen to what you say. I won't accept the truth. I have my own opinion, but your opinion is crap. It has no value. You should drop that opinion because you're suffering because of that opinion and the resultant actions you do. You should be intelligent enough to go, this isn't good for me. Well, I better stop it. I shouldn't allow my mind and senses to drag me into doing this because it's causing me so many problems. Like the alcoholic. The alcoholic ends up liver damage, mental problems, nervous system problems. Pick one. But can he stop? No. He doesn't want to admit that the problem is the alcohol that his mind is addicted to, and that he should stop the alcohol and let his mind reset and become a far more productive, far happier, and good example person. So this is the alcoholic. That's why it's called alcoholism, a disease. He's sick, unable to correct the problem. They have support groups worldwide to help people get out of alcoholism. Well, we need support groups worldwide to get out of selfishness. Selfish. Okay? Lusty, greedy, angry, envious attitudes. But we've got a major problem here, folks. The television trains you to be that way. The television has made society think like this. The social engineering. It's not programs. Somebody had an idea and made a story and wrote a couple of programs and depicted the story to you. No, 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 no. That's very, very long gone. This is totally social engineers depicting instances, scenes, attitudes, and experiences so that you will get the wrong conclusion. You will be lusty, greedy, angry, and envious. Look how they portrayed women. They want every man to be lusty toward women. They don't portray animals. They have a life on television without animals. They don't show animals in programs. They write a program. They never have animals in it. They're superficial. They're external, extraneous. Don't need them. So there's no compassion being trained. Everyone eats the animals. Every animal. Fur, fin, or foot. any type there is. Kill it and eat it. Most of the people are too cowardly. They just go to the store and have somebody else kill it and package it, and they buy the package and try to ignore the fact that it's actually a violent thing that's going on their behalf that they're paying for and sustaining, an unsustainable method of existence as causing huge downstream problems. So there are so many aspects of humanity that are being neglected because everyone's being raised by the television. Generationally, two or three or four generations, maybe more, have all been raised by the television. So society is all sick, mentally disturbed, due to being programmed against your own best interest. If you know that touching fire, you will be burned, you don't do it, right? Most people don't do it. Why? Because everybody has the experience. Simple. It's not good. Don't do it. Okay. Easy. But what about lying to someone? What about cheating? What about stealing? What about abusing someone who loves you? What about disrespectful, abusive attitudes against someone who loves you, your so-called family, those that you supposedly care about, and being abusive? How can that happen? Because you've been mistrained to ignore their emotions, their feelings, and to raise your compassion. You've been trained the opposite, to be callous, to be cruel, to be selfish. So we have all these problems. The problems increase. We aren't solving anything. You may get out of or make adjustments. You know how they say it nowadays, how much money does it take to fix this problem? And people think money is the answer. No, a change of consciousness is the answer. Because money is a temporary out, but there's no keeping it from happening immediately again. Because the mentality of the person has not been revised. This is what is essential. The Vedic literature says you must change your level of consciousness so you don't desire incorrectly. So you don't impose your illusion on someone else. Right now, this society, everybody is arrogantly, stupidly imposing their arrogant attitude on other people to try to get justification. And they're callous to what their misinformation causes on others. I don't care if you didn't work out for you. I don't care. I told you, I'm not sure if it was true. Cop out. But you misled the person. And there is constant misleading going on from the government, the businesses, the salesmen, the health board, the lawyers, the judges, the cops. Everybody. The guy at the dairy. Everybody's cheating. With a smile, you know. Oh, best intentions. I hope it works out for you, man. But the deception is going on. So everybody is experiencing that the problems are getting worse. It doesn't matter where you go on the planet. It doesn't matter. I talked to a man last week who'd been just back from Russia. He'd gone through Europe, through Italy, Spain, Rome, whatever, right on through Europe into Russia, spent some time there, and was back. And everybody, he said, they were like hanging their head, no vitality. Everyone was like depressed. Everyone was dealing with like too much. It's all I can cope with, man. It's too many problems. It's over the top. I'm bummed out. I'm depressed. Planet wide. So this madness of materialistic, selfish foolishness has to be corrected. But it has to be corrected with a method that is guaranteed of solving, because we can't spend our life experimenting for a solution. We can't take a partial solution. We have to have a total solution that is powerful and potent and works immediately and changes the entire face of society. That means it must be endorsed, it must be prescribed, it must be explained and delineated and available exactly as God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, designed it. Nobody's got the intelligence, nobody's got the resource, nobody's got the nous to be able to come up with a universal solution that helps every single living entity, irrespective of their predicament. You don't have it, I don't have it, nobody you'll ever meet has it, but the Lord does. And He has prescribed the method. You read the Vedic literature. You chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you don't want to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can chant the names of God. There's rosary. There's other things in different religions. You can chant the names of the Lord. But you have to set up a vibration that actually cleanses the mind of the diseased condition. This is what is prescribed. You have to take this method up, or you're just being your own biggest problem. And if you have the power to solve this, you must try, because the world needs good people to try to do the right thing in times of turmoil. And there is no doubt whatsoever, we are entering times of turmoil. And your position, your contribution, your understanding, your determination is needed, globally speaking, right down to your local, your particular family. It's needed on all levels simultaneously. Take to reading the Vedic literature. Take to chanting the holy names of the Lord. Take to eating spiritually sanctified food, not animals. And wake up and contribute and change the world. You are needed at the coal face. You can follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.